This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Israel has kicked off its celebration of the country's 60th anniversary. In the coming days, there will be concerts and fireworks and visits from dignitaries, including President Bush. Today, many Israelis are gathered in parks and nature reserves where, even as they celebrate, police have been deployed to prevent terrorist attacks. When Israel was declared a state back in 1948, there were 650,000 Jews. Now there are more than 7 million Israelis. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Yesterday was Israel's Memorial Day, when families visit cemeteries and ceremonies are held to remember the more than 22,000 soldiers who died in Israel's seven wars since the state was created in 1948. But as darkness fell, the mood changed dramatically. Israelis came out to the streets to party. Gary Ginsburg, an economist at Israel's Ministry of Health, says he's proud of Israel.
It's wonderful that the Jewish state is established, and we're still a young country, and we're only 60, so we've got many years ahead of us to improve.
Dina Viner, a Bible teacher at a Jerusalem school, says she's looking ahead to Israel's future.
It's a challenge to make Israel a better place. The generation of founders may be dying out, but I don't think that we're any less valuable and important than they are. We just have a different group of questions to answer and things to change and work on.
Rabbi Avinovis Deutsch says he also sees Israel as a combination of challenges and successes.
Israel facing more challenges than things that are done, that are complete, that are fulfilled. And in one hand, 60 is old, then at least from a human being perspective, but on the other end, we're so young, we're doing so many mistakes.
He says different sectors of society, like Orthodox and secular Jews and Jewish and Arab Israelis, must learn to respect each other and live together in Israel. Earlier this week, 84-year-old Israeli President Shimon Peres met the foreign press. Peres has spent six decades in public service and has done everything from building Israel's nuclear program to serving as prime minister.
I can't think of any other nation that in such a relatively short period of 60 years, to go through seven wars, two intifadas, being inferior in numbers, in qualities, in quantities, and survive. One will see the large picture, too. I know there are people criticizing us here and there. None of them can understand what went through in our own hearts.
Peres said he's proud of Israel's vibrant democracy and the country's high-tech revolution. There are more Israeli companies traded on the NASDAQ than any other country except for the U.S. and Canada.
Israel is first in the world in three domains, in agriculture, in medical equipment. 40% of the medical equipment is Israeli made. In home security, didn't have a choice. And in all those years, we never interrupted our efforts to make peace.
Peres cited Israel's peace treaties with Egypt and Jordan and said he hopes a final deal with the Palestinians will be signed soon. Back on the streets of Jerusalem, fireworks lit up the night sky as the band sang a song, Yachad, about togetherness. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.